really bummed about Gay Days in Orlando because I really wanted to go.
I do too. And you know, the more people that are going, the more I want to go and the more I feel sad that I'm not going to be able to, because now Eric the Southern Boy is talking about going.
Right?
Oh.
And Daddy's going.
I know.
And I don't know why he doesn't want his kids there. I would think he can book us airfare, for crying out loud. Isn't that what dads do?
Pay some child support.
Hell yeah.
He can fly you over in his ball sack.
Right? It'd be like a hot air balloon.
there's room for all of us and then some.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 87 of the BFO for Monday, the 2th of June, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I am going to tell you about some things Big Fatty got in the mail, yeah? About a little bit about Disney. Oh, Lord, y'all, the Fat One is recording on Sunday for the Monday show. You know, I usually record a little bit early. I don't usually stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning and then, you know, post it right afterwards. But anyway, so I haven't seen the $1 million password yet, but I'm telling you, I'm touching myself inappropriately thinking about it and getting ready for it and all. And y'all, I'm looking for something right now, and I don't fucking see it, and it's pissing me off. So imagine that. Big Fatty can't find something. Okay. Well, too bad. Y'all, I learned a couple of things over the weekend. Number one, I went and saw the Indiana Jones movie, and that is the first movie that the Fat One has been to see since last summer when the Fat One went and saw the Simpsons movie. And y'all, everybody was saying, oh, it's awful, I hated it, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't bad. I thought it was pretty good, so I guess the old people like it. So, and y'all, yesterday I was out and about, and I went by the P.O. box, and y'all, I had three boxes, a postcard, and a letter in my P.O. box. And I'm like, huh? And I was expecting the three boxes. The boxes had some items that I'm going to be taking with me down to the podcast Palooza, also I was expecting, I think I mentioned this late last week, that our good friend Sharon Fluitz from up there in the New York, she's one of the church ladies for choice, and she was going to send some favors, I believe is the word she used, to the Fat One to take down and pass out at the Gay Days Podcastapalooza. And y'all, I opened the box, and there's a letter in there. I'm going to read it to you. But y'all, I opened the box. There must be 200 condoms in this box. And I'm like, Lord have mercy, if we need 200 condoms in this weekend, Big Fatty will not be returning because he'll be dead. So anyway, so those of you coming to the Gay Days Podcastapalooza, be ready for some condoms because Big Fatty's handing them out and going to give you plenty of them and let you hand them out also on behalf of Miss Sharon Fluitz. You know, she's the safe sex church lady. And I just want to take a moment and read this nice little letter that that Ms., it's M.S., Fluitz sent to me. It says, Dear Mr. Fatty, enclosed please find some party favors I am sending for all of the queer casters and guests who will be attending all the festivities at Disneyland for Gay Days. Well, first of all, it's Disney World, because that's the one that's in the Orlando, and Disneyland's in California. But anyway, I regret I will not be able to partake in the festivities. What with all the pool parties, tea with queens, and the untold horror. Use them in good health and have lots of fun. Yours in grace, Sharon Fluitz. And, y'all, I just want to, on behalf of all the Podcastapalooza folks, I want to say thank you, Sharon, for the 200 or 300 condoms. if I can think, I'll post a picture of them. But, you know, I can't really think. Now, y'all, before I get to the other stuff, I had some poopiness happen to me on Friday night. Y'all, Big Fatty puts a load of the dirty underpants and so forth into the washing machine here at the, you know, fatty flat, if you will. I guess you call it a flat in England, but it's fatty flat in the fatty flat, in the fat cave, if you will. And the washer fills up with water and does nothing. Big Fatty's washing machine has died. Ugh. So I call Miss Kitty, because Miss Kitty is pretty good with the mechanical stuff. And I say, now, Miss Kitty, Big Fatty's washing machine has died. Do you think you might be able to come by and help? So he comes by on Saturday, takes a look at it, and Miss Kitty says, I'm not really sure how to fix this, and we couldn't get the thing to get apart and all this kind of stuff. And so Big Fatty picks up the phone on the recommendation of Miss Kitty, and he calls the Sears and Roebuck. And the Sears and Roebuck gentleman, who was very nice, he says, well, Mr. Big Fatty, I can have someone to the Fat Cave to fix your washer on Wednesday. Well, that's not going to happen, because Big Fatty's going to be in the Orlando with 300 condoms on Wednesday. So I said, well, Big Fatty will be unavailable then. When is the next time that you could have the repairman come to the Fat Cave and fix it? He goes, well, how about Friday the 13th? Well, y'all, Friday the 13th, Big Fatty's not superstitious, but I just assumed my washing machine not be fixed on Friday the 13th, if you know what I mean. So I said, is there any other time? I said, I won't be back in the Charleston area until Monday night on the 9th. He goes, well, I might. Let me just check here for the 11th, Wednesday the 11th. He goes, okay, I do have an opening on the morning of Wednesday the 11th. Would that be okay? I said, that's fine. He goes, now, Mr. Big Fatty, it sounds to me like it is the, what did he call it? It was the dial or the, there's some other name for it. But the dial, he says, obviously is not working. And he says, normally the charge for that with the serviceman coming out and taking a look at it is $60. And then on top of that would be a charge of $270 to replace the dial. But then he says, but we're running a special right now that if you charge, you know, if you pay this in advance, the charge would be $231, and then you don't pay anything when the serviceman gets there. Your service call is included, all parts and labor included, and we will warranty it for a year. And if we cannot fix it, then we will give you a $500 credit towards a new washing machine. So I said, okay. So Big Fatty's got to pay $231 to get his timer dial or whatever fixed. So, you know, that kind of put a bummer on the weekend. And then Big Fatty had to take the wet underpants because, you know, had the dirty under, not only were they dirty, they were now wet. Had to take the wet underpants out of the washer and bail out as much of the water as I could get out because it's going to be sitting in there for 10 days. And I had to go to the washateria, which is, you know, I can't tell you the last time I went to the washateria. I didn't even know how much it costs to do a load of clothes. It's $1.25, and it takes 25 minutes at my washateria to do a load of clothes. But I brought them all home wet and then dried them here in the apartment. So that wasn't so bad. But I do have clean underpants, and I will be bringing them to the Orlandos. Now, let's get back to what I had in the post office box. I have a postcard from Straight Bob in Australia, and it has a picture of a koala bear and some kind of little penguin-looking thing and some rocks, and it's from Victoria, Australia, and some sort of African queen-looking boat and a trolley bus kind of thing. And it says, hi, BF, listening to the Fat One while delivering the mail. Great show. I look forward to it each day, Straight Bob. Well, that's nice and convenient, Bob. You didn't have to go far. All you had to do is go to work to mail Big Fatty a postcard. Well, that was awfully nice of you. But, y'all, there's a kangaroo stamp on it, and it costs $1.30 Australian to mail a postcard. So, well, thank you, Straight Bob, and I appreciate you taking the time to do that. And, y'all, I got another thing. It's International Day at the post office box because Big Fatty got something from Nancy in Japan. And it's a little envelope addressed to the Fat One. And, oh, there's a postcard in it, too. And it says, and what is this on the front of it? It's sort of like a Japanese little garden and little house and all. Let's see if it says on here. Oh, it's written in Japanese. I can't read that. It says, Dear Big Fatty, doubt that Queen Liz has ever had tea at this place. It's Raika Hau or something like that. Raiku Hau. All of Japan is a theme park. We needn't go to Disney World. Okay, I'm with you on that, Nancy. Love your podcast, Nancy. And then there is something else here. And it says, what is this here? Does Archer know, did he ever visit Charlestown on May the 29th? Charles II of England from London and Sarah, Duchess of Marlborough. What is this? Charles II's restoration. Oh, the 29th of May, their second infant was destined to live and reign and saw the light of day on the 29th of May in 1630. Well, I guess what Nancy is Nancy's referring to is that Charles II of England was born on the 29th of May in 1630, and he, on his 30th birthday, he retook the city of London. Okay, he had a triumphal entry as the king into London. Well, Nancy, that's great. I'm not quite sure why you sent it to me, but, you know, we'll pass it along to Archer and ask him if he knows that he was born on the same day as some royalty. Something tells me he doesn't remember shit. Now, y'all, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming schedule this week of the BFO. Starting tomorrow, just to kind of get you in the mood of the Podcast-a-Palooza week. You know, it's going to be kind of a different week this week because, you know, quite frankly, Big Fatty ain't going down to Disney and spending all of his time in the Pop Century hotel room making up podcasts. So I'm doing a little pre-work in advance, but I'll have a report for you each day. Now, starting tomorrow and go on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and next Monday, Big Fatty will start the show every day with the Memory Lane music, and all of it will have something to do with Disney. So, first of all, that'll be a different start to each show, and then I'll go into briefly what the Memory Lane music is, and then tell you what we've been doing down in the Orlando. Now, don't forget, Wednesday of this week will be the final episode of Growing Old and Gray or Gay with Annie Vera Charles, so there won't be any Mystery Lane music that day. And I'm hoping to have an episode of The Gays for you on Tuesday, the 10th of June, because I'll be traveling that night and probably won't be able to get a show up for you then. But look for updates, and y'all, I cannot stress enough to go over to the Podcastapalooza, and podcastgaydays.blogspot.com, and just check up on the pictures and other stuff that gets posted over there all week long. Now, y'all, before the time runs out on me today, I've got to get in today's regular old Memory Lane music. All right, y'all, today's Memory Lane music is very short, and your clue for today is rural free delivery. Well, y'all, did you recognize the theme from Mayberry RFD? Now, RFD is the postal abbreviation for Rural Free Delivery, which was your clue for today. And Mayberry RFD was a spinoff, or perhaps more accurately, a direct continuation of the Andy Griffith Show under a new title. When Andy Griffith decided to leave his show, most of the supporting characters continued on the new show, which aired on CBS from 1968 to 1971. The new premise keeps the familiar characters of Goober Pyle, Clara Edwards, Howard Sprague, and Aunt Bee after Sheriff Andy Taylor marries Helen Crump and they move away. Aunt Bee, played by Frances Bavier, remains in Mayberry, and she serves yet another widower, Sam Jones, whose character was introduced in the 1967-68 season of the Andy Griffith Show. Sam was played by Ken Berry, who was elected to the town council. So, anyway, Mayberry RFD was just a continuation of the Andy Griffith Show. I don't know if you remember that or not, but Ken Berry was on that. And it started off, I think, with a picture of a mailbox or something like that. I don't know. I'm old, you know. Now, y'all, I do want to thank a couple of you for sending me some things in the e-letters. And I specifically want to thank Kevin from Virginia, from Ashburn, Virginia, for sending me something called the that he heard on the Kim Komando show. Evidently, it's a radio show about computers and all, and it's called don'tforgetyourtoothbrush.com. And y'all, it's a site in England, in Great Britain. And if you just go over there and tell it that you live in Great Britain and make up your own list, it gives you all kinds of, oh Lord, all kinds of strange things to put on your list, like make sure you take your false teeth and your torch and your disposable nappies and, you know, all that. And it's just, you know, it's all interesting kinds of stuff. But anyway, those were fun. And I also want to thank Miss Kathy for sending me some Pepsi codes. I didn't know I was collecting Pepsi codes, but I guess I need to go over and start looking at that. Now, y'all, if you can't tell, Big Fatty is a little giddy about going down to the Disney, and I hope y'all are getting as excited as I am. I talked to some folks today, and they were feeling a little poopy because they weren't going to be there, but y'all, don't be poopy. Just enjoy being there with us all, and read up on what all we're doing, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! We'll be right back. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.